WD40YH.
WD4DYH, W4DJW.
Empty nest syndrome yet?
Hey, how'd you know about that?
Cleveland.
That's why I want the Wi-Fi up there working.
Figured that. After as much as it wants, I imagine it does cause a little bit of empty nest syndrome.
Well, I do have more space on my workbench now to do other things, so I should be doing other things. And until I get the access to it, I will be. You got off of your ex. You lost your ex. You got off your ex. I don't know if you're wandering around or not, but you lost your ex. I think you're back on it. Give it a little bit longer transmission. Well, what did you say before that I missed?
To get my message that Pat possibly has a beam antenna we can use for the 8-2 link.
I think I recall seeing that, yeah. That would be good, like a 4-3-4-5 element one?
4 element. He'd check and see what frequency it's good for. He said he'd recovered it a long time ago and he has had it put up.
I meant to go out and look for one of those. I have not done that yet.
I have an answer for us. Pretty quick. If that works, we'll be in good shape.
So I recorded about 40 minutes of Gary's net on the scope, so you could see the spectrum of the output. I was thinking it was capturing audio at the same time, but it wasn't. But I did capture audio in a different place, so I can overlay the audio on top of it. And we've got a scope capture of about 40 minutes during his net, so you can see what the output looks like.
It sounded good. I listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, its output signature is a lot like the other repeater that's up there. If you look at it and you look at the old recordings I have of it, it's a Kenwood format where Kenwood goes out to each side with some width before they start tapering off, whereas some of them just come up to a peak. Kenwood's a little bit broader banded.
Got a good thing going when it comes to audio. You know, they're real heavy into the audio industry and entertainment.
Well, that must be what that is, because if you look at a lot of the other repeaters, they just come up to a sharp point at the top of the output, whereas Kenwood comes up with a plateau at the top.
Look at that when there's an opportunity.
Yeah, it's about a gigabyte, or about a gigabyte and a half, so we won't be sending that through email.
Look at the next repeater committee meeting.
There you go, but it's 40 minutes. We'd have to just spot check it. I was about to overlay the audio on top of it and make sure the alignment was good before I processed it into a movie file.
Can't wait to see it.
So, yeah, I'm still working on it, even though it's not here.
You'll be all right. We'll get you another one to work on here in the not-too-distant future.
Well, we need to replace that one and get that one back here so it can be the prototype in the not-too-distant future.
I want to work on the real thing and leave the prototype in operation.
Well, we can do that too, but we should probably have more people build the real thing and just let me supervise so that we've got more hands in the pot, you know, rolling up the shirt sleeves.
That's what's going on.
Exactly. Right, so if anybody gets hit by a bus, we won't be shut down.
Over.
So did you have a good day today?
My world had a box burning, had a New Year's Day, and displaced some of the hardware I've been using to work on our project. What you see, a lot of that stuff back where it belongs.
Yeah, you lost your ex again. You must be moving again.
Indifferent.
For that transmission, for that much of that transmission, it did, yes. It's still there. Did you bump power up or something?
Moved. I'm inside the house. I can go turn on crossband repeat if you want.
No, that's not necessary. It's just I can tell when you start walking around because I miss sections of what you're saying.
Well, did you copy most of what I said?
I'm not sure because I keyed up. And then when I keyed up, you came back about the same time, and then I unkeyed. And then you were there for a little bit, and then you were gone, so I don't think I got a lot of it.
I want to answer your question. Yeah, we had a good day. Had a New Year's I guess you call it a brunch. It was a combination. Maybe it was a supper lunch. Anyway, it was in the late afternoon. Grandchild over, rode four-wheeler, had a box burning, and went and put up a lot of the hardware and tools that we use for our project until we need them again.
Okay, well, that's good. I missed the midnight last night bringing in of the new year when I got home from freezing in the cold wind up there all day. I was freezing. You guys were okay, but it was too cold for me. I crashed. And Amy didn't wake me up for the new year. She just let me sleep through it. But that's good. I got up early this morning and felt better than I would have if I had tried to stay awake that late.
You must have burned up an awful lot of calories staying warm.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be that windy, so I didn't put on that heavy of a coat. So I didn't really have on anything but a t-shirt and that light jacket was it. So, yeah, the wind cut right through that light jacket like it was nothing.
I didn't realize that's all you had on. I thought you had on a bit more than that underneath the jacket. That makes sense.
Well, I won't do it that next time that way. I had a whole bunch of coats and multiple layers for sweaters this morning when Landon and I went up there. And it was warm and the wind wasn't blowing. It was nice out there.
Different. And you guys, being parked in the shade probably didn't do you no good.
Yeah, it was fine this morning. Just yesterday was kind of rough, but it's behind us now. But I think everything's going good. Spectrum analysis looks pretty good. Squelched down to 10, no issues with Kerchunkin, so we've got a good bead on it now.
Next thing is antenna system, amplifier upgrade, and permanent installation for a repeater.
We got our work cut out. We ought to have all that finished by the spring, right?
I do. It'd be real nice to have all of it working. I'm particularly interested right now in getting the A2 link to work so we can test it. From that point, then we have to go in the direction, probably two directions. One would be to build out the permanent machine, and the other one, the antenna system, permanently installed.
That sounds good. I lost my push-to-talk button on my screen. I was moving some windows around. I covered it up. I had to go find it. That sounds good to me.
I aim at that, then. The weather permitting and everybody stays healthy, hopefully by the spring, early summer, we'll have it all done.
That sounds like a plan. I like it.
One of the antenna brackets this evening, too. We're going to make a modification for the mount in the area where they added steel to the tower. They filled in our groove that we were going to use to drop our bolts through. So we've got the clamp now to the angle that's there and keep our same bracket.
Does that mean making modifications to existing? I think that's what that means, right?
What we're going to be able to do is make another piece that'll go with the pieces we already have. So if we can use the pieces we already have in most cases. It's just a few cases where they modified the stringers and we can't use our original design.
Well, I hope you don't have to make too many replacements.
I just got to come up with a design. I'm liking a block with a slot cut down the middle of it, about two-thirds of the way, with a couple of set screws or bolts with points ground on them coming in from the bottom and two drill-tapped holes from the top so we can just screw our existing brackets to the adapter.
That's all warm weather stuff, right? Or that's prep for the warm weather stuff, right?
I'll go ahead and get it done, and then on the nice days we can stick them up there. Once they're in place, the next step's going to be pull up feed line.
Is that ready to go, or we still got to purchase that, or is it already ready to go up?
Line on hand. That's those two spools that your unit's sitting on top of.
Okay, so it's just getting the clamps ready and going and doing it, huh?
On that part. One will go all the way up to the 450 mark, and the other one will go up and then loop back down to the 350 mark where that next antenna will go. And that will allow for them to be almost equal in length and matched up so we don't have to fiddle with putting the two antennas on the same circuit.
One of those going to be for the control link?
Use the feed line that's there for that. Pull it, take it loose at the top, and let it come back down to the probably 100-foot mark and put up the control link and anything else. We've got two other slots. We got the 350. I think it's 250 and 100.
We got plans for those?
Definitely. Not going to give them up. We got antennas on those spots right now that are not being used, so what we'll have to do is take down our old and put up what we want to use.
Okay, sounds good. W4DJW.
I think I'm going to go get ready for bed. Gotta go back to work tomorrow.
That's the same thing I was thinking. It's been nice, but it's over.
Work gets in the way of having fun.
All right, well, good talking to you. Sleep well. Work hard tomorrow.
I'll do my best to not work too hard. Save time for a project. WD4DYH, you have a good evening. And a happy new year to everybody that's listening.
You too. W4DJW, clear and listening.
DYH, Johnny, still there? K4OSH.
WD4DYH, yes, sir.
The information I sent you via email earlier today.
I was just talking about it. You think it'll work?
Not taking that stacked array down to really check it out, but it's available if we can use it.
If you can spare it and it's on the right frequency, we'll take it.
We'll do a little more checking and see if what it looks like it's tuned for, and we'll go from there. But yes, it's certainly available. It's been sitting in my junk pile for several years and looking for a good home. And even if it's just a temporary use, that may get us over a hump.
That's good. And it's in good shape. We'll just keep it.
I'll let you know what I find out when I get the analyzer on it, and we'll talk soon. Happy New Year, and sorry you have to go back to work tomorrow. K4OSH clear.
You too, and thanks. WD4DYH, have a good night.
Online, Whiskey, 4, November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6, 1, repeater. The time is 10:42 p.m. Press 0, number, sign for help.